Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders announced Thursday the formation of an expanded congressional caucus to increase Social Security benefits. The coalition consists of 16 senators and more than 130 House members, including Representative Peter Welch. At a press conference in Washington, D.C., Sanders outlined plans to have those who earn more than $250,000 a year contribute more in Social Security taxes. He says the new revenue would boost Social Security benefits and extend the program's solvency for decades.
A moral society does not give tax breaks to billionaires and then cut back on the needs of struggling seniors or people with disabilities. And our job now is to rally the American people to get our priorities right.
Sanders says the new coalition will also work to defeat any efforts to scale back Social Security benefits or eligibility. The UVM Medical Center says it's made a final offer in contract negotiations with its nurses union. In a statement yesterday, hospital president Eileen Whalen said the proposal currently on the table is the, quote, last, best, and final offer to the union. UVM and nurses have been negotiating for nearly 6 months. The current proposal offers nurses an average base salary increase of 15% over a three-year period and 30% wage increases for nurses in some roles. New Hampshire authorities are issuing a public health threat declaration for the southern part of the state. The declaration is for two mosquito-borne diseases, West Nile virus and eastern equine encephalitis. State officials say the declaration is due partially to the 16 mosquito batches that have tested positive for West Nile in the state since early July. Eye in the sky for today, dense fog advisory through 9 a.m. across all of New Hampshire. The morning valley fog will burn off, partly to mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s north to south today.